She doesn't even go here.
Welcome to episode 3 of Teenage Wasteland, the teen movie podcast. Today on the pod, we tackle and tumble Bring It On.
Oh boy.
Nice.
Thank you.
Just come up with that on the spot.
I actually did. I'm pretty proud of it.
Oh no. Nice. Actually, this is, I feel like when we first thought of this, Christmas was not that long ago. Now it's been like a month.
I know.
That's right.
Longest month of the year, January. Feels like it's been like 6 months.
It yeah, does. And it's it really not does. Even, I mean, tomorrow's February, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is, yeah, it is. So, what was everyone's favorite Christmas present?
The microphone I'm using right now, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. Your dad got cool. You?
Yeah. Because I'm an adult. My dad buys me presents.
Yeah.
That's funny. I think mine would be, oh gosh, I don't know. We got some good stuff this year.
Oh, your mom bought us a Dutch oven.
Oh, the Dutch oven. Yeah, for sure.
I made sketty sauce in it two nights ago.
And I made soup in it. We're real adults now with our Dutch oven making sauce and soups.
Soup.
Dutch oven and microphones.
Yeah.
And then Jordan got me a Las Vegas Aviators hat, which is our minor league baseball team out here.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And it's awesome. How about you guys?
Cool. I would say these AirPods. Happy about them.
Gosh.
I'm like real into audiobooks. It's like my favorite thing. And I literally was listening to these in the grocery store and one like popped out of my ear and I was like, oh crap. I was like, nobody move. I got to pick that up. Nobody touch it.
That's hilarious. Oh my.
Actually, yeah. That's really smart. I have just like the cheap version of those. The
skull candy
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, the skull candy ones. And I hate them.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, they're awful quality. But I would definitely, if I had those, I would walk around everywhere.
Costco.
Just listening
yeah,
to
I got
stuff.
Them at Costco.
Really?
Costco?
And
yeah,
they're like the slightly older generation. Like, I don't think they're the newest ones, but
they work fine.
Yeah. That then I don't want them.
Gross.
Dated technology.
What was your favorite gift?
Mine, Amanda got me some boots.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
just like these easy slip-on
boots
for the snow. Yeah, they look
oh,
like
yeah.
old 80s
awesome.
Moon boots, but like they're so easy to get on.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
super
that's
warm.
Right.
They're nice. I and they go like pretty high up. So I use those every time I go out to shovel.
Yeah.
If I go to the ski hill, they're perfect.
And the limoncello again, we though. Made you.
That was some bold limoncello.
That's
yeah,
very
was pretty
bold.
Strong. I think next time we make it, I'm not going to use Everclear, even though that's like how the Italians do it. It's just too small, too strong.
I would say that was like noticeable.
The Everclear?
Like, yeah, or whatever it was.
It was very it was Everclear like, forward.
Yeah, it was a little strong.
Like as soon as you uncorked it, it was like
it like yeah, it like punches
like
you
it, like,
straight in the face.
Flashed on our face and we were like
our bad.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
There's a hole in our table.
So
hey, easy way to get drunk at least. Just one
true.
Shot of it
yeah,
and done.
That is true.
Yeah, cheap.
A little sip and we were gone.
Help you digest.
Yeah.
So Amanda, you chose this movie, right? You want to dive in to Bring It On?
I'm sexy, I'm cute, I'm popular to boot. I'm bitchin', great hair, the boys all love to stare. I want it.
Brittany, this is not a democracy, it's a cheerocracy.
I transferred from Los Angeles. Your school has no gymnastics team. This is a last resort.
I got the door, Todd.
These are not spirit fingers. These are spirit fingers. And these are gold.
What are you doing?
Making money from guys googling my goodies.
I said,
it's cold in here. I said there must be some toros in the atmosphere.
Goes to Hades.
Got it.
Bring It On. So, okay, why did I choose Bring It On? I chose Bring It On because growing up, this was definitely the movie that my sister and I, Antoinette, shout out Antoinette, who also has a cheerleading podcast, but
we're just a family full of podcasters.
We love podcasting. Watched this movie a thousand times. And when I tell you a thousand, I honestly mean, I think every single day after we got home, we would watch this movie. Christopher, we forced you to watch it too.
The funniest part about this to me is when you asked me if I'd ever seen it. And I was like, are you kidding me? Do you know how many times you and Antoinette made me watch this movie?
But I don't even know. I didn't know if you like actually watched it. Because like there are times where we watch movies and force you to watch them. And then
yeah,
you're probably not. No. Like same with like NSYNC. Like I remember we tried to force you to listen to that. I don't think you actually listened to it.
Very different.
Yes. I was also very into cheerleading at the time because I was a cheerleader in high school. Oh, yes. I was going to say I made varsity my freshman year.
You did? Also, that's awesome.
If you know me, I'm not much of a cheerleader, but at the time I was quite the cheerleader. I was really into it.
So you were a real Michigan like State cheerleader. Elijah Dushku was more your personality in this one.
Missy.
Missy.
Oh, Missy. Yeah, yes. I was like, I want to be cool like Missy, but I wasn't even that cool.
She carried around as many keys as a custodian.
Did anybody else catch that? She had the biggest set of keys.
The billions of times I've seen that movie, I've never noticed that.
It was funny. And I used to draw tattoos on me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then I upgraded to real tattoos. Yeah.
I got bored during fourth period.
So, yeah, that's really why I picked that movie. It's one of those movies that will be in my brain forever. And I feel like it is still good every time I watch it. Like, I still find myself laughing and, like, clapping along with the song or the cheers.
Speaking of clapping along with the cheers... This one knew all the moves.
I knew like every single cheer for all of them and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I mean, I feel like the moves are like that's another level of commitment to the movie.
Yeah. I watched it a lot. I was like, you guys, me and my friends, we watched it after school every single day. We would like rewind because we only had it on like VHS. So we would like rewind it and like keep watching it until we had like all the moves down and stuff.
Yes.
And I'm proud of it.
It's so good.
I still remember it 20 years later. 21 years later, I still remember it all.
I know, right?
Just that guy they hired to teach him the dance moves.
Oh, yeah. Sparky Polanski.
She was doing all Sparky's moves as he was doing it.
Spirit fingers! Give me spirit fingers! Spirit fingers! Give me spirit fingers! Oh!
Ouch! Ouch! What? I told you I'd catch you.
Look. I understand you have underwear up your ass right now, but it beats the hell out of a shattered skull. Think about it.
Amanda, you said, like, I don't know if you actually watched it, and I'm sure I, like, did watch it, and I definitely knew the movie and the story, but I was actually surprised at how good the movie is.
Like, yeah, it's a great movie.
Like, it's a good, funny movie.
It's funny. It is. Yeah, have you even ever seen it?
No, I had never seen it before. I
mean, was this really your first time?
Oh, yeah. No sisters.
No sisters.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what a treat.
Yeah.
Even the corny parts, like, are really endearing and, like, cute. Like, it's a great movie. I loved it.
It is. Yeah. And I think, I mean, we can go into it later, but I do think they picked a really good cast. Every character was like a perfect role for that person, but we can get into that
because
there are some interesting things about those roles.
Oh, so,
yes.
I know one thing that has definitely been burned into my just like subconscious that we say all the time is
I got the door.
Oh my God, why? Do you remember when I said that too? I got the door tour.
We say that daily. I got the door tour.
Because it's a small line.
Or Jan Jan, the cheerleading man. I say that all the time. Oh man.
Squad.
Yeah, super quotable movie though.
Yeah.
Goes to Hades.
That's my favorite line. That is my favorite line. And I tell my
That's your favorite scene.
That's my favorite scene. But I tell him like this like every time I say, I'm like, that's a real thing. Did you know that? It's like a real curse. If you drop the spirit stick.
I had no idea. I didn't even know there was a stick.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure Missy proved that there is no curse. So
yeah. Right.
I don't know. I mean, those are some pretty bad things. It's the curse.
A big dykey loser.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a few words in there that you can't say anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some strong like R words.
Yeah, they drop a R word and an F word.
R-F. Oh, yeah.
The other F word.
Early 2000s, you could just kind of, I mean, it's authentic, I guess, to the way that kids talk. In a movie, you're like, ooh, ah.
Yeah.
It, age well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because it's like we were able to say those things not that long ago. So a lot has happened in between.
And I remember saying that stuff like in class. Like,
oh, yeah, same.
All right, so the year is 2000.
Dun,
the human
dun,
race
dun.
Has survived Y2K.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to Initex banking software. We were all saved from hysteria. With the new millennium upon us, George Bush has narrowly defeated Al Gore to become the next U.S. president. The St. Louis Rams, led by Kurt Warner, defeat the Tennessee Titans in Super Bowl 34.
Greatest show on turf.
Wow, I didn't even know that was what it was called.
Yeah.
Their first win in franchise history. It was also the year that Heinz decided to create colored ketchup, coming out with greens, purples. I liked green.
I
liked
the purple one.
Oh my God. The early 2000s were a lawless wasteland. Like, who decided purple ketchup?
Or green.
Or green.
Green, at least there's like green tomatoes. Purple is just
That's
gross.
True. It was also the first year that Martin Luther King Day was officially observed in all 50 states.
Wow.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah, it's pretty late.
Took that long. Brad Pitt is named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. How about Meg Ryan leaves her husband, Dennis Quaid, for hot up-and-coming gladiator, Russell Crowe?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't either.
I also didn't know that she was married to Dennis Quaid or that she left him for Russell Crowe. Also, who's Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Oh, no.
Who's Meg Ryan? He was the Russell Crowe was he had to be the it guy because Gladiator won Best Picture at the Oscars that year, beating out Chocolat, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Aaron Brockovich, and Traffic.
Oh.
Dude, that was a loaded like best movie year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that explains why she left.
Crazy that Gladiator
homeboy.
Won. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Gladiator. That's one of my
Does
favorite
that count
movies.
As a teen movie?
Gladiator? I've never
Maximus seen it. Maximus Aurelius, he might have been a little bit older than a teen.
I've never seen it.
You've never
really?
Seen it?
Really?
It's
you probably
like
wouldn't
great
like it.
It's so good. Gosh, it's good.
It's good.
Seems
it's a love
bad.
Story.
I mean,
sort of.
Kind of.
It's a bench.
It's a rom-com.
Oh, doesn't his whole family die?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I don't think I can handle it. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I cried. I just told you I cried 5 times during
the Isle of Dogs.
I don't think I can handle it.
It's like the Isle of Dogs plus people killing each other with spears.
What's not to love?
Yeah. And a couple lions, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the lions. Mm. But the top grossing movie that year was How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
Not that I've seen.
Wow, that came out in 2000.
Yeah. Huh. Yep.
God, a lot of good movies that year.
Yeah.
Right.
And the highest grossing stop motion animated film becomes Chicken Run.
I was
who beat out The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I was actually going to guess that. I was like, it's got to be Chicken Run, right? Because it was like all over the place. Ha,
and I have
funny.
Never seen that movie.
Really? I loved that movie. Yeah.
It's pretty hilarious, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
So but stay tuned for
this 2000.
Stay tuned for the Chicken Run episode. But for today, we're going to talk about Bring It On. Do you remember the first time you saw this, Amanda?
So the very first time, it's kind of a blur. I do remember just watching it, having just truly be all about life. Do you guys remember watching it for the first time? Oh, well, Mike watched it a couple days ago for the first time.
Yep.
I don't remember the very first time, but I only ever watched it at my neighbor's house because we were all like the same age. We were all in like elementary, middle, and high school, actually, maybe not exactly the same age. And so we all like experienced the movie at like different ages. So like my friend's older sister would have been your age, Chris. So she was like prime time to be watching this movie, where I would probably be a little young to be watching it at that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was eight.
Wow.
That's a little young. I was eight. So yeah, a little young.
So a lot of the movie went over your head.
Yeah.
I mean, but not, also, but not
the excitement
really,
of it's there.
Like
some of the jokes.
Right. Like some of it I definitely didn't get, but yeah, we would watch it every single day and try to learn like the routines and stuff like that.
That makes a lot of sense then, why you know all the dance moves if you're a lot younger than
Yeah, because it's the only part. And at the time I was in gymnastics, I was never a cheerleader. Cheer was not a thing where I lived, but I was in gymnastics, so I don't know, maybe we were all just trying to be like them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shocking to me that this is only a year after American Pie, because it seems like so much like less old than American Pie.
Yeah.
It does have a more new vibe to it.
Yeah,
I
more
feel like we were talking about it when we were watching it, about how fast the dialogue is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, Mike was like, I can't keep up in the first like two scenes.
It was their first practice scene. It was like boom, boom, boom. It was like as soon as someone finished their line, the next person said theirs, and there was like this kind of trancey music in the background, so it just felt like
very high speed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's, oh, I've never thought of it that way before.
So there's a bunch of people in this movie who are from the Upright Citizens Brigade, including like a lot of the adults and the...
What does that mean? What is the
Upright Citizens Brigade? Is a... It was like a sketch TV show in the early 2000s, and they're an improv troupe, and they have like two theaters in LA and one in New York that they just closed. It's like Amy Poehler came from there. A lot of the Reno 911 guys came from there. A lot of comedians came out of there. Nicole Byer.
A lot did.
But like you can, I think maybe because it is improv and like maybe they got the cadence to why everyone's talking so fast of like keeping attention and like, and just
that's
like
so
knowing
funny
what they're doing.
Yeah.
I feel like if they were just trying to remember their lines, it would have felt more rigid, but it did just kind of flow from one character to the next.
Yeah. And those lines weren't groundbreaking anyways. A lot of movies wait for the audience to catch the line to laugh. With this one, it was sort of like, if you get it, you'll laugh and then you'll move on quickly.
Right.
You don't like spend a lot of time pitching the joke.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you guys think were some of the problematic parts? I know we touched on some of like the language that they use, but there are a couple other times where
I thought
we noticed
spanky,
some things.
Like she was getting like fingered while cheering.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That one definitely popped.
There's a few times like they call girls fat and stuff, which she can't.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. They call
that
the one.
So.
Yeah. The one. What's his name again? Sparky.
Yeah.
When he's like commenting on how like fat that one girl's ass is, I was like, this would not be an issue in 2021.
Right.
Instead of be
like,
reversed.
She wasn't even fat.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
None of them were.
None of them were. I was like, oh my God, this is making me so angry. And those girls were so skinny in some scenes. So I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
but if you think back to like what the media liked back in the 90s twinks and early 2000s, I mean, they all looked like Paris Hilton, you know, they were tall and thin. So, and she like, unfortunately for, you know, that character, but like she had a average body type, but it looked different. It looked bigger compared to all of these like sticks standing next to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, again, you have to put yourself back in 2000. It wasn't an issue.
The skinnier, you know, the better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, what was it, like the third scene was them going through the locker room. Then they're all in their bras.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's right.
How many times Mike said boobs while watching
boobs.
Them? Look at her boobs. I was like, okay.
I definitely remember the locker room scene and the car wash scene when I was a freshman in high school.
Of course. course he did.
That's why those would stand
in.
Out.
Yeah, that's why they put that in.
Absolutely.
They put those. That's why you would always they watch put that those movie in so the brothers who are watch who yeah. are forced to watch it with their sisters have something to look at.
Yeah, brothers and boyfriends. And
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Was weird that there was really like no teachers and no parents. I mean, there
or
were
no
there was
coaches.
A few scenes. Yeah, they didn't
or
have a coaches, coach.
Well, yeah, the fact that they didn't have a coach.
That's the strangest thing.
Have you
thing.
Ever been on a sport run by the
high
captain?
School
high school
that's
sport.
Funny.
By the captain?
Yeah, they never really had a coach.
Like, yeah, so like, who's planning their travel? Like,
exactly.
They're rich parents.
Right.
They just go get them cut checks.
Yeah. When Torrance went to Compton, East Compton to see the Clovers and stuff and with the check, and she was like,
yeah,
I want you guys to come. I was like, you know, that's kind of like, I get where, what's Gabrielle Union's character's name again?
Isis.
Yes.
Isis? That age. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, this is pre-9/11.
Yeah, that's true. But I get where, why Isis, that's weird to say, why she was like, hell no, we don't want your like, rich
charity.
White people money, like we can earn our way there. I don't think
I agree. That was very much like, I'm doing the right thing here. I did like the part where she was like, they need to be there because we have to beat the best,
right.
That's what I
but
said.
Yes, the giving the check to them,
it's still just like, okay. They wouldn't write that in 2021. I'll just say that.
We don't need you.
Why do you have to be so mean? I'm just trying to do the right thing here.
Look, I'm trying to be strong for my squad, okay? That's what a captain does.
Well, I'm a captain too, you know. And I'm trying to make it right.
You want to make it right? Then when you go to nationals, bring it. Don't slack off because you feel sorry for us. That way, when we beat you, we'll know it's because we're better.
I'll bring it. Don't worry.
I never do.
I will say, when they got the check from the TV,
Did
you know who that was?
Paulina?
Yeah, Paulina.
The actress? No.
It was Nurse Roberts from Scrubs.
Oh my God.
It's a deep cut. But when I saw her, I was like, oh my God, it's Nurse
Roberts.
That's
amazing, because you know what? I could not find any cameos.
No.
And stuff.
Oh man, tons of.
So if you found any.
Yeah, that was a big one. The one girl who was a female. One of the Clovers cheerleaders.
I forget her name, but she
was a pop star.
R&B. She was in that R&B group Black.
Yeah.
All those girls were.
There was, I think,
were they?
Three of them. So
really?
All the
like, there was only three
like,
girls in Black. So were all three of them in it?
I think there was all three of them.
Oh, no way.
It was all three of them and then Isis. Like, that was kind of like the main
the
group.
Main
you know
four.
What I mean?
Oh, interesting.
Wasn't in the group.
I know, but that was like
gotcha.
In the movie. Was those
I didn't
three
know
her,
that.
Yeah,
I always thought
four.
It was just the one girl.
Just that one girl?
Her younger brother was in so much stuff.
Who's younger brother? Isis? Or
no, Reese Witherspoon. What's her name? Kristen Dunst.
Oh,
Kristen Dunst's younger brother, Aaron.
That
I
little
think?
Brother.
Yeah,
that
he
like
was
grows
like,
up.
He showed up as like the little brother in so much stuff.
Oh,
just
like,
he was a good
him.
Little brother.
Yeah,
I think my favorite scene of the movie is when they're in the kitchen and he does a little jump on the counter and farts on. <I
know. laughs> He got some height when he did that.
Was
that was
perfect. Yeah, he did.
It was perfect.
Jump fart.
And his gelled hair was just terrible.
Ew, I hated
it. It was. Yeah, it was.
I liked it. I still do my hair like that.
And when he's playing those video games and he's just
Twisted
like,
Metal.
Shut up.
Twisted Metal 2. I was pumped when I saw that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. I remember playing that.
Yeah. Yep. Other cameos. I mean, it's not really a cameo, but Big Red. I feel like she's made like a career of being a bitch.
Really?
TV shows. She's always
know
like
who she was either.
Oh, she's always like the ex-girlfriend or the like bitchy girlfriend or like, you know what I mean? Like in everything.
Since we're talking about the cameos, the girl that was hooking up with Aaron in her
dorm room,
the dorm room chick, and she's like, ew, you're a cheerleader. She's actually a cheerleader for the LA Lakers.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that was funny.
That was a good one.
And then Missy that character Missy was like made for this role, and she was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, half of Buffy the Vampire Slayer is in this movie. Like literally every person that popped up, I was like, hey, he's our Buffy. He's our Buffy. Because I love Buffy.
Did you catch the scene too where she's like, let's just beat these Buffies down?
Yeah.
So we can go home. That was like in reference to her being on Buffy.
She's great on Buffy too. Funny.
So I never really watched Buffy, but was she a villain, right?
No, she's a good guy. I mean,
oh, she's a good guy?
It's very complicated.
Okay.
She's a good
guy.
Should
we do a podcast on it?
I will. So the movie came out August 25th, 2000, which I think was perfect because kids are getting ready to go. They're probably back in school from the summer.
Yeah.
So it's a great movie to kind of release your first week back in high school and kind of get everyone pumped up. It cost $10 million.
Oh, they that's not that much.
90.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, I think that was global, but still it was like 70 in the U.S.
Wow.
So that
I
was...
I can't believe it was only $10 million. That's how much American Pie cost. Like,
I mean, if you think about it, really it was probably like music and just... You could probably invite real cheerleading teams to come for those big teams. Just be like, hey, you know, come be in this movie. And you didn't even really have to pay anybody.
Right. And they're all like young, not, I mean, there were a lot of the actors were in Buffy and stuff. But I mean, it's not like they are at the status that super most famous. Of them are now, you know, so they were just cheap.
Wow.
Right.
That's really impressive. I think it looked good for $10 million, to be honest.
Oh, I think it looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
One question. We were wondering, like, do you think they went to a cheerleading competition?
I think they probably went to a real one and said, keep it either set up, like, here's 10 grand, keep it up for a day.
Right.
And also, let us film like, those,
before you take it
that
down.
That audience, like, those are, like, you can just tell. That is, no, like, cheer some, fans. Yeah. Those are cheer fans. Yeah. They gotta be. And they're a specific type of fan. Like,
I think there's a few people you could tell are extras, but then the rest were probably just, like, you know, Clark. The rest
Clark
were probably
just really
just
wants to be part of this podcast.
Extras.
He hates that we're not paying attention to him.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
We did see, too, that it was originally supposed to be a documentary for MTV. We're just going to kind of be like a cheerleading, like a day in the life of a cheerleader kind of thing.
But it was so much.
Yeah.
They like couldn't put it all into a documentary. Yeah.
And I think they're like, well, let's maybe think of this as like a movie. And then he rewrote it.
And the guy that directed it was like an MTV music videos.
Uh-huh.
So like this was his first movie.
Yeah.
That he decided to take on. He's like, I had no idea how to make a cheerleading movie interesting. And I feel like he did a really good job because there aren't that many cheerleading movies that are not cheesy.
Right. Honestly, I don't think I could name you another cheerleading movie that wasn't like a spinoff from
like
this.
A Disney movie.
Right.
No, like I'm talking about just it's all about cheerleading.
Yeah.
Like there's so many movies that's like, this is a football movie. This is a baseball movie for guys. But there's not like... cheerleading movies.
Yeah, I can think of a couple, but they came, I think they came after this.
After.
Yeah.
Bring it on again.
Bring it on all or nothing. Bring it on in it to win it.
Yeah.
We should talk about those.
I feel like this is one of the few movies where the original is rated third on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which is
what? What?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. The highest one was In It to Win It, and that one was a 70%. And then Fight to the Finish was 64%.
Which was that?
And Fight to the Finish was in 2009.
Oh my
and
God.
What?
In It to Win It was 2007. So, in the original one was only 63% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Excuse me, okay. I don't agree with these.
That's bullshit.
Oh, no.
It should be way
Rotten
higher.
Rotten Tomatoes, I just never can agree.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because more people have seen
Bring It On.
The original Bring It On, and there's just way more voting on it. But try and guess when the most recent one was.
Oh, did they just have one?
It was just like a couple of years ago.
2017.
Yeah.
And it was called Bring
It's
It
like
On
American Pie.
Worldwide hashtag Cheer Smack.
No. No.
You know, that was probably the worst rated one.
You know it's good if you have a hashtag in your title. That's gonna hold up real well.
Oh gosh.
That's hilarious.
Cheer Smack.
Yeah. But they really went on a tear and made 4 and 5 years. Like from 2004 to 2009, they made four movies.
Got
to
capitalize on that.
Yep.
Have you guys ever seen any of the other ones?
I have.
I have not.
Can I? I have.
Oh, yeah.
I found the Rotten Tomatoes score for the Bring It On Worldwide hashtag Cheersmack. Guess.
Should we take guesses?
19%.
Okay.
28%.
Okay.
I say 13%.
It was a total of 8%.
Oh, wow. Bad.
Oh, bad. No.
Wow.
That's probably 8 points too high, too.
Yeah, right.
But to go back to your question, yes, I have seen the other ones, except for that one. I saw.
Were they good?
The Bring It On All or Nothing was with Solange and Hayden Panettiere. That one was actually pretty good. In It to Win It's the other one that I've seen, and that one sucked. So.
So you were shocked to find out that was the highest rated.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly.
Seriously.
What the heck? I really am. That they one probably, was not good.
They probably just hired a bunch of cheerleaders to upvote it.
Probably.
They might have. They might have.
That is so funny. Well, I will say an interesting fact about getting a role in this movie is you had to do an audition similar to like how they did the audition for their one cheerleader, you know? And then once you got it, you had to go to camp together, which I thought was interesting too, because they like really forced these actors to learn how to cheer and not just do the motions.
Yeah.
So
as a cheerleader, like how do you rate the actual cheering?
Okay.
Did they do a good job?
Yeah, how accurate was all of this?
This was a thing that I had said throughout the entire thing. That kind of cheerleading is not allowed in high school at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it might be different with certain divisions. I know like in Catholic school, and you're not allowed to show your midriff. In high school at the time, 2000, this was not allowed. Probably Notre Dame Prep wouldn't allow male cheerleaders, but that type of cheering was very college look and feel. And I honestly don't know many guys cheerleaders in high school to this day. Like on state champs, I never see guys cheering. So I don't know if that's like a thing.
But they probably did it because it's definitely more exciting.
Well, that's when you can throw the flying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So it's for a little more entertainment.
Yeah, it's the same as like all sports movies then. Like,
right.
Like.
But I will say the football scene in this was pathetic. No, when they show the team playing football, it's like moving in mud. Like,
that's the point though, I thought.
I mean, the point is they're bad, but it like all of them look bad.
Yeah.
Like even the other team, like the tackling, the running, it was just like so bad.
Yeah, and there was a lot of other things too, like at least with sideline cheering, I never witnessed any kind of like battles between cheerleaders.
Right.
We had so little cheerleaders at my high school that they actually got rid of the program when I was in high school because it just like wasn't a thing there. It really wasn't a thing for most high schools that I knew
in the Portland
metro area. It just, it just wasn't a thing. However, was a couple schools that would bring their cheerleaders to like their away games. So they'd be at like our home games and they would. And maybe it's because we didn't have a cheerleading team that they did this, but they would like cheer battle against the home team's fans. So like against stands, which maybe they normally did that with like the other team's cheerleading team. But since we didn't have one, it was with us. From my understanding, my high school now does have a cheerleading team and I think it's pretty good, but I think we only had it for a year or two my freshman and sophomore year, but they were able to show midriff and they were able to like do the flying in the air and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, a public school. So maybe there's,
yeah, you can't do, like, you can't do flips at Catholic school. That's a sin.
You can see your spanky pants. Oh my God.
Okay. One other point plot wise that was a little frustrating to me was the concept of like stealing cheers. Mm. And that just like doesn't really exist, right? Like stealing routines.
No, I mean, Bishop Foley, they had a specific cheer that everyone knew it was Foley. And it's,
like competition routines, like
if it was like down to the basket and everything, that would be an issue.
Down to the basket, is that a cheer term?
Yeah, like the baskets.
What baskets? What?
Like when you
a bread basket?
We should get Angela on this episode.
Why I know we really should. I bet Angela could quote that movie from start to finish.
Oh yeah,
she'd probably be worse than I was watching it.
Yeah.
So one thing I was going to mention too is that the lead for Torrance was actually already going to Marley Shelton. You know who that is? I think that's her name. But then she got offered the lead in Sugar and Spice, which is another cheerleading movie.
Oh, that is another cheerleading movie. That's a great movie too. And it's a good so movie. Funny.
And it came out right same around year. The same time.
It ended up being like a
they were battling for cast. Well, Gabrielle Union didn't get Sugar and Spice.
They were like, we don't want any we just want white people in this movie, which is ridiculous.
And Kirsten Dunst turned it down. Kirsten Dunst. Oh boy. I always called her Kirsten until I like spelled it. I was like, oh, it's
oh
Kirsten.
Boy, your Michigan accent just really came out in that one. Kirsten
Dunst. Well, yeah, she turned it down because she didn't like the script at first.
I think they made her really dumb. Well, they rewrote the script.
Oh. And I think it was probably worth it for her because I feel like without her, I mean, you needed someone of that caliber to
I thought
to
she
be
did a great
it,
job.
To like carry it.
She
was a great Torrance.
She looked like a 40-year-old lady playing that role to me.
You think?
I was like, not. Oh, I did
I
not.
I thought she looked young.
I thought she did too.
No.
I thought she...
Mike kept talking about how big her boobs were.
Chris just kept commenting. Well, we both were, but he kept commenting on what she was wearing. He was like, a grandma would wear that. What is she wearing?
Oh. What? Like when?
Like when, several times.
When she's out on the swing set, which is a hilarious scene, by the way.
Like, where did that swing set come from?
Yeah. Where did that swing set come from? It looked like it was just put up for the movie.
It was also like the kind that you like... do circus tricks on. Yeah.
And he did like a pretty nice little backflip on it, like no problem.
And then she's sitting there and she's wearing like high-waisted mom pants and like a tank top. I was just like, oh. Not.
But that was the look.
What was wild to me was the amount of girls who were wearing like those super like crop top shirt. I mean, it was definitely in during that time, but I was like, dang, I don't think I ever saw anyone wear stuff like that. And then at the same time, like the really low rise jeans were in.
Oh yeah.
So it was just like,
they still are.
It was like a foot of just like your midriff
body.
Yeah.
Body and being exposed.
I think they did that intentionally, not putting her in those clothes. Right. Like, cause she's, you know, I don't know. I think they intentionally didn't put Kirsten Dunst in those.
They did.
40.
Really?
Yeah, they did a couple times because I was like, what the hell is she wearing? Because she would wear like this like super crop top, like bikini looking thing.
Not my Mary Jane. She wouldn't do that.
But then with like, she had like those cropped jacket things on over it.
There were some pretty bad wardrobes in a great way.
So one of the last scenes in this movie that was filmed because they needed to add some like sexual tension between Torrance and Cliff was the toothbrush scene, which is it's an iconic part of the movie. Mike was like, I hate this scene. It's disgusting.
It's gross.
But when they're brushing their teeth at the same time.
Spitting.
Yeah, it was
spitting
real,
in the sink.
So real big
no dialogue. Just spitting and looking at each other.
I love
that.
And
I'm like, what is supposed to like be...
happening?
Yeah, it's like, what, my spit touched your spit, like, in the sink? I don't know. It's just...
gross.
It I don't
gross.
Think that's what they were trying to do.
Well, no, they were talking about
I don't know,
it's
just
spit.
Weird. But
my spit touched your spit.
I don't know.
Not what they were doing.
That's like second base.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, to be and in right high school before, again.
Right, and then right before that, I'm like, because they're at Missy's house, and they're having a sleepover. And they're just wearing their halter tops with no bra. And I'm like, I don't think, you know, the sisters aren't dressed up like this, just meandering through the house and then stumble into Cliff's room looking like that. Just he's
Mike
raging on his guitar.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
Maybe
that scene
not.
Made me,
I don't know.
That scene, him, even as a kid, that scene of him playing guitar is so cringy of like he's just playing like power chords and rolling around on the ground
on the floor
in his like, really nice bedroom.
really nice bedroom.
Mike can't get over the sizes of these houses.
The hallway they are massive. In particular. The hallway in particular was massive. It was like 8 feet wide, 20-foot ceilings, and this was upstairs.
Yeah, I mean,
that's huge.
They're rich, you know, San Diego people. So
yeah. Yeah.
And to be rich OC. In San Diego, you got to have millions. So
that equals wide hallways.
Wide hallways.
Vaulted ceilings.
Yep.
High ceilings.
Yeah.
One scene that I think still really like holds up as hilarious is the very opening scene of the movie. Like,
oh yeah, I love that.
Oh, it was great.
I quote that often too. It.
That's hilarious. Almost did not make the cut. Open.
Yeah, I loved it because it was just like them talking, like talking about being a cheerleader.
Yeah, the studio didn't like it because they're like, this is pointless. But the writers were like, no, we want to try to like build the introduction for what this team is.
Yeah.
And they had to like fight to get that scene in. They also had to fight for the ending because the studios did not want the Clovers to win.
Really? I thought that was such a good move on their part.
Yeah, I thought that was a good move too.
Same. And
the studio didn't though.
Yeah, they were like, no.
I just feel like it's just so not like the normal thing to do in a sports movie.
Right.
That's why I liked it.
The team you follow is always the one that wins.
I think, exactly.
In sports movies usually.
People still liked it because it didn't have that like classic ending of everything winning for the
and it was still a happy ending too.
Yeah, like
right. Yeah, it's well
I mean
done.
Mike said he wouldn't have cheered that wouldn't be that happy for second place.
Yeah.
You're a 5-time national champion and you just get second, you're wow, yeah. I mean, I get it. They're stoked because they did their original routine and only had 3 weeks to do it, but I don't know.
I'm not buying it.
That's another part. They really don't show them prepping.
Practicing. No. Yeah, like those routines were quite elaborate.
Well, you know where they did show it is when they... It's after Polanski.
Roman Polanski?
Yeah, not the director. Spunky Podorsky, whatever his name is.
Sparky Podorsky.
Sparky.
No, they show it when they're going through and she goes, okay, we're going to study all kinds of elements of dance. Right. We're going to learn swing. We're going to do taekwondo.
Even mime.
Miming. Yeah, exactly.
The director was the mime.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
a good drive.
Good. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. I did not know that.
But then at the end in their final cheer, you could like see the swing dancing where the guys are like swinging the girls around their head. You know, they kind of did incorporate a little bit of everything there at the end.
That's so funny. I did not notice that.
Yeah. So we talked about the Rotten Tomato scores, but some of the critics, it was kind of like a mixed bag. Not surprising. But the New York Times said Kirsten Dunst carried the movie and she unified the desperate elements.
What?
I would disagree.
BS. First off, Missy carries the movie and she carries it right over to Buffy where...
So does Cliff. I had a huge crush on him.
And then I thought this review headline was kind of funny. The Austin Chronicle wrote, a moderately entertaining, mostly inoffensive piece of filmmaking.
Mostly
just like, it was just like, hey, you know, it was
it not existed.
Too offensive. It exists. Yeah.
It is
much.
What it is.
It, yeah.
Dude, that's BS, man.
Ebert did not like it. He called it a strange mutant beast, half Nickelodeon movie, half rated R comedy. It's like kids with potty mouth playing grown up.
The joke, though.
Why do people hate teen comedies so
much? I just
much?
Feel like as an adult, like,
wait,
they just, I don't know.
But isn't that crazy? Because didn't he like American Pie?
He did, yeah.
So that's kind of crazy.
It
he
is.
Really, and this is a year later.
Here's probably what he did. I think that's what he didn't like about it.
I hate these movies now.
I feel like American Pie is like, hey, we're going to be rated R and we're going to be inappropriate.
Right.
Where in this one, he's right. They were like potty mouth kids, but they never went like full on rated R.
Yeah. Sex scenes.
But like, that's how high schoolers are.
Right. I feel like that was more
can
realistic.
Be like little, you know, potty mouth assholes. Like that's what you are at that age.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Wow, that's too bad, because I really do think like it's a well crafted storyline. Like overall, the jokes still land, like they're still funny, and like you like a lot of the characters. I don't know, that's disappointing.
Yeah, well, there is one review where it said, "Bring It On is strong, modest, and sincere behind all the giddy cheer."
So, oh, that's good. Know,
yeah, but I think, you know, after rewatching it, I obviously Kirsten Dunst goes on to have the best career.
No, I'd say Gabrielle Union.
Yeah,
that's who my vote was.
Yeah, because really? we were talking about that too. Yeah, well, if you think about it, Gabrielle Union had her own show for years.
I didn't know she had a show.
Yeah, it was Being Mary Jane or something like that, or
Being Mary Jane. Yeah,
yeah.
From 2013 to 2019.
Oh, yeah, she had that for a while. I mean, she's married to Dwayne Wade, so she's got that.
Oh, Dwayne Wade.
That's not her career, though.
No, but like.
But yeah.
I don't know. I feel like her and Kirsten Dunst both have a pretty parallel career.
Yeah. I just feel like Kirsten Dunst was.
She was great in the early 2000s and then kind of fell off after like 2010.
And but Gabrielle Union's just been very steady.
Yeah. She did recently do the Fargo show.
Kirsten Dunst.
And then she did Melancholia. But I'm thinking of like movies.
I hate that movie so much.
I hated that movie. But she also did Virgin Suicides.
Virgin Suicides.
I think she took some like different kind of roles.
Yeah. And she's in
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, but she hasn't really done that much in the last 10 years. You know,
right? No, but she had like a wild big career. She really was working
like crazy in the early 2000s, and then did kind of
losing them.
She's
Melancholia ruined her career because it was so terrible.
Yeah, she's been picky and choosy about her roles now.
I mean, it came out before Bring It On, but Small Soldiers.
Anyone? Anyone?
Are they frozen?
Are they frozen? Shoot.
Hey guys, how about Small Soldiers? Her role in Small Soldiers.
I love that movie. No joke. I love that movie.
I am Archer, leader of the Gorgonites. Yeah, that movie was awesome.
Yeah.
I
guess she does have like way more highs than Gabrielle Union. Like,
I don't know. I think it really depends on who's watching it, because Gabrielle Union's audience is black people.
Right.
So all of the stuff she's doing, it's like.
Yeah.
You know, like it's on BET.
Right.
So like it depends on who you're asking, because I don't think I've seen anything Kirsten Dunst has been in since like 2007, but I've seen several things that Gabrielle Union's been in during that time. So
including her in Dwayne Wade's Gatorade commercial.
Exactly. I follow her on Instagram.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Eliza Dushku, who is by far my favorite in the movie, has never had that great of a career.
Missy. I know. I really like her. I feel like she could have done more things.
Same. And she was in like Clerks 2, I think, or Jay and Silent Bob, one of those. And obviously Buffy, which I like. She's great in Buffy. And then she had that other.
Oh my God, the new guy. She was in the new guy. Do you remember that?
She had.
Oh, I loved that.
She was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
That's right. Yeah. And she was in Dollhouse. Did you guys ever see Dollhouse? It was a TV show on Fox. It was so good, and definitely one of Joss Whedon's movies that got canceled, or TV shows that got canceled long before its time. But
it's kind of like a VIP.
What?
With Pamela Anderson.
What?
Remember that show? Isn't it called?
I actually do remember that show, because it would come on after Mad TV on like Saturday, late Saturday nights. That was a terrible show. But
I know, but I loved it. I also feel like Cliff didn't do anything after he did the movie Swim Fan, which was I loved that movie.
Yeah. Swim Fan was. He was in a few. He's in a lot of like crappy TV, like cable TV stuff.
Yeah. Well, and it's also funny because Cliff and Missy got arrested in Mexico during the filming of this movie and almost didn't make it to the car wash scene.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
We needed them.
Yeah. The director was like, I'm not going to ask. Just get to your like scene.
That's hilarious.
So no one knows what happened in Mexico.
But they were arrested. So would you say Cliff or Missy's career peaks?
Ooh.
Or someone else's in this movie?
Cliff.
Probably Cliff.
This is Cliff's peak, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like it was a chance for Cliff to maybe take it to another level, and it, for whatever reason, it just didn't happen.
Yeah. Because
you were like, he's like Paul Rudd. And he kind of was like a Paul Rudd in Clueless. You know what I mean? Like, he did kind of have that parallel character, but...
That's a great parallel.
Yeah, yeah.
But Paul Rudd...
I mean, yeah, Cliff was a good-looking guy, but I must have just not had any other opportunities to show he could do something different.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely made a career out of, like, bad... like cable TV, what are those called? Procedurals. He's on like every one of them.
Oh yeah.
So
did either of you have a favorite song? I feel like it wasn't really did you? Okay.
Yeah.
You did?
Cliff's
well, song. I wrote down my favorite like songs. When they play that, what's the dealio song? Cause it reminds me of like, it reminds me of sports games in the '90s or like actually being
what
at
games. What scene was that?
Oh my
what God. Is what's the dealio? I'm sure we'll.
It goes, what's the dealio?
What's the deal?
Is it like
that.
A Jock Jams kind of song?
It's like an arena kind of. The entire soundtrack is Jock Jams, right?
I definitely had this soundtrack.
Really?
I did.
Feel like there weren't any like.
Well,
yeah,
I think
it was like songs that you couldn't really like sing.
They're like
to.
Dance songs.
Yeah.
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 I also loved Cliff's song. That scene where she's dancing on the bed.
You're just what I need. You're just what I need. Yeah, that's my favorite song.
I love that scene too.
That was good.
And it still makes me want to dance like that whenever I like hear it.
Well, I mean, I feel like everyone thinks it holds up pretty well.
Yes.
Yeah, like right? Still to this day.
I would say this of the three movies we've rewatched so far. Superbad probably holds up the best, and then this is pretty close behind it. American Pie, not so much, but I still love it.
It's outdated.
I mean, American Pie, though, it's still a classic, I feel
like. Yeah, it's still great.
I think this one's easier to watch later just because there is, like, so many, like, action sequences where it's just like, oh, that's fun to watch. You know, it doesn't matter. You just watch people jump around and dance and cheer.
Oh, you liked that stuff?
Well, I'm just saying it's just easy to watch.
Yeah.
It's just easy.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean,
it captures
it's not
your
like
attention.
Heavier.
That's true.
You can just kind of watch it and be entertained.
And laugh
Mike kept asking me if I was watching the movie, and I was like, Mike, I really, really, really don't need to rewatch this movie. I'm watching it.
Are you watching?
I'm watching.
You missed that.
You're like sure that Karen. You're like the Karen that was at the competition. Your head was down for that movie.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
How can you judge correctly if your head was down during a move?
I hated her.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
It's like such cheer mom too. It's like dance moms. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy moms.
Great movie though. I loved it.
It is. It is a good movie. Do we want to give our letter grades?
Yeah.
Let's everyone. You guys go first.
I feel like I'm just going to grade everything a solid A because it's nostalgic. It hits the feels. So I'm going to give this another A for me.
So I gave American Pie an A+ and Superbad an A+. I'm going to give this one an A, a strong A. It'd be like a 93 or 4.
93. Oh, percent.
Percent.
Percentage. Oh man, we're going to percentages. We should do that. We'll give our Rotten Tomatoes percentages an 8.
Yeah, right.
Okay. What about you guys?
I mean, I think I give it an A+ because this is definitely...
You have to. It was your choice.
Yeah, I just love this movie. I think it's just one of those movies where you can't also talk me out of it being like a bad movie too. Like if someone tried to be like, that movie sucks, I'd be like, oh no, let me tell you why it doesn't suck. I will tell you why. And then you will change your mind.
Right.
You won't change your mind, but you'll think less of me because I'll yell at you about Bring It On.
I will make you like this movie. I'll be like, watch this part. Watch it. Now laugh.
Are you watching?
What about you, Mike?
I give it a B+.
What?
I mean,
wow. Rude.
It's B+. I feel like that's good for, I mean, it's a cheerleading movie. And if anyone ever said, hey, you want to watch this cheerleading movie? I'd say no. I'd have just said no.
I mean,
I would watch this again because I do think there's like jokes and scenes to it where it's just funny and like the action is
enough to be like entertaining. I wasn't like blown away by anyone's like performance.
We're fighting
or anything.
Right now. I don't know if you guys have noticed. No,
I mean, okay. B plus. That's good.
That's good. That's a good grade. We should write down all our grades later because like, I feel like
that'd be a good
I don't
thing to
remember
keep track
of. Progress report.
Yeah,
progress report. Yeah. That's funny.
So now. For next week, Michael.
Oh, yeah, for next week.
Would you like
Mike,
to...
next week is your movie, okay. So we'll let you decide.
Next week, we're going to do Stand By Me.
All right.
Yes. I love this movie so much.
I do love this movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, you're
I will
for a
try.
Treat. You're in for a treat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very good. I really thought we were going to do Breakfast Club. I was really looking forward
then
to it.
Then we definitely
Club. We'll get to Breakfast Club. That's a great
movie
too.
We'll get to it.
Here's I think Stand By Me will be good. It'll either be good or people won't like it at all because it'll be a totally different change of pace from our first three.
Well, I kind
of
like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's an older movie. It's a little bit more serious, but it's to me it's so funny. It's got everything.
Oh, it's so great. Much.
It hits every. It hits every key,
so
perfectly.
So tune in next week when we watch Stand By Me, great movie. And in the meantime, follow us for updates and teen movie memes on our Instagram handle, which is
Teenage Wasteland Pod.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right.
All right, guys. All right. We'll talk.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.